Blog Talk Radio.
I was in need of a breakthrough. Running out of time and I didn't know what to do. Called on Jesus and praised his name. Oh, I can tell you, there's a never been the same. God did it. Exalt his name together. Clap your hands, give him praise, and you'll be saying the very same thing. God did it.
God did that thing.
Glory, 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 glory.
Because of who you are.
She kept herself. She went to school. She went to college. She graduated out of the culinary arts program. She was married in 2011. And just thinking about Danielle, Danielle have missed some major, major events out of her life. Hallelujah. But when she told me she was coming down on a vacation and they drove down and she came to see about my mother, I just began to give God glory and give him thanks because I want my mother to be alive where she'll be able to rejoice and she'll be able to witness Danielle, hallelujah, released. Danielle living a life of freedom. Danielle living for the Lord. I told Danielle, girl, you go, oh God. See, we owe God. God don't owe us anything. Even though he made some promises to us, he don't owe us anything. But he promised us, if our ways please him, he said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. He promised us if we commit our ways to him. He promised us, that he would bless our children. He said our seed would be blessed. He would bless us down to the fourth and the fifth generation.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The promise is unto us. It's unto our children and our children's children. So I just had to come on this line today. I don't want to take anybody away from their family. Amen. I had proposed in my heart that I was going to get up and go to 8 o'clock service, but I was up with my mother and them preparing food, and I just overslept. My body was tired. I knew I made a commitment to come on this line today. And I just like to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you all. And I want everybody, I want to remind you all to count your blessings. Count your blessings. I know Evangelist T may be a little sad in her heart, but she's nevertheless thankful. She's saddened because she had her mother with her for over 50 some more years. Hallelujah. And people don't really know the void, the emptiness that's there when you lose someone so dear. I thank God my mother's still in the land of the living. But I remember my grandmother, my great-grandmother, they impacted my life. So, Evangelist T, sometimes I wake up out of my sleep and I have tears on my pillow where I'm remembering some of the words of my grandparents. I'm remembering, and I know as a young woman, as a young girl, I didn't heed to some of the advice that they shared with me. But as I matured in Christ and matured in my natural man, I go back and I think about these things. People of God, count your blessings. If you have a mother in the land of the living, I don't care if she's not all that you would hope her to be. Treasure her. Honor your mother and your father. The Bible says, honor your mother and your father that your days on the earth will be long. See, that's the only promise. That's the only commandment, I'll say, that has a promise attached to it. He said, honor thy mother and thy father that thy days on the earth may be long. Oh, I bless him today.
Thank you,
hallelujah. So we just going to open up with the word of prayer. And we just want to tell the Lord how thankful we are today. I'm going to let Evangelist T come on. And amen, we're not going to hold you. We just going to open up the line. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we come to you today, God. We just want to tell you thank you. We want to tell you thank you for being sovereign. We want to tell you thank you for being merciful. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being loving. Thank you, Lord God, for always thinking about us. Oh, God, we bless you on this day that the nation has set aside to give you glory, to honor you, and to tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't take it for granted, God. We asking you to visit those that may not have a roof over their head today. today. Those that may be in shelters, those that may be sleeping on the side of the road, don't have a roof over their head, God. We asking you to shield them, God. We asking you to cover them. We ask you to warm them, God. Put a cover over them, God, where they won't be cold. Put socks on their feet, Lord God. Put some hot food in their belly, Lord God. Oh, God, you say the lilies of the field, they're tall not. You told us not to take no thought what we would eat and what we should wear. But you said, should I not provide? Won't I take care? If I take care of the lilies of the field, surely I will take care of you. Lord, I'm asking you to visit those that are in prison. Remember Danielle, God, this year. This coming year, God, don't let this process be a drag out, God. Oh, but God, we're asking you to do a speedy release, God. My sister has suffered. Her children have suffered. My family has suffered. My mother has suffered, God. Lord, and I'm asking you, God. Oh, God, if you don't do it for their sake, do it for my sake. Do it for your servant's sake. Oh, God, I have served you, God. Oh, God, I have honored you, God. I have worked in the vineyard, God. I have given up myself. I've given up my substance, God. Oh, Lord, you said we don't even know what to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Ghost, make an intercession. Oh, God, make intercession for us today, God. Touch my sister, God. Oh, God, and while you're touching those that's in prison, those women in prison, God, remember their families, God. Remember their children, God. Remember their siblings. Remember their parents, God. Oh, God, and while you're visiting, go to Angola, Louisiana, God. I have a son that's there, God. Jamore, God. I'm asking you to touch my son, God. Oh, God, let him know that he won't be there for let him know that the God I serve is able. Oh, you're able, Lord God, to clean him up. You're able to open up the doors, God, and let him come home. Oh, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Visit the nursing homes today, God. Oh, visit those, God. That are sick and shut in, God. Remember our government today, God. Remember our own forces, God. Remember those that are fighting in other nations, God. Shield and protect our children, God. Remember my grandchildren, God. My great-grands, God. Remember them in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember every listener that call into this line. Everyone that tune into the internet, God. Every leader, every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor that come on this line, hallelujah, to speak a word on behalf of you, God. We asking you to remember them in a special way. Remember Evangelist T, God. Remember her for her faithfulness, God. And as she go on the job that you gave her, God, oh, God, let her light so shine that men may see her good works, God. Oh, God, let her be able to tell somebody that Jesus saves to the utmost, God. Oh, God, help her to provide for her daughter, God, in the name of Jesus. And every desire that she have, God, you're going to grant it to her this season in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you glory, God. Ah, Spirit is saying, what shall we render unto the Lord? What can we give you, God? All we have is our body and our soul, God. Oh, for everything belongs to you, God. Everything in this earth belongs to you, God. The earth, the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in it, it belong to you, God. Oh, remember, God, on this holiday, remember our president, the CEO of this country, Barack Obama. Remember First Lady Michelle. Remember their children, God. Remember, hallelujah, Hallelujah. The first grandmother, Michelle's mother, God. Remember, hallelujah, our family as a whole, God. Remember this nation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I'm asking for special prayer for Sister Renita, God. Continue to touch her body, God. Ah, bring healing to her spirit, God. Healing to her soul, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Ruby Larry today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to go to her home in Stockton, California, and visit her, God. Touch her, God. Oh, God, comfort her, Lord God. Let her know, God, that you haven't forgotten about her. Let her know, God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning, God. Ah, remember Dr. Singleton. Remember Bishop Alfred Singleton. Bishop Winston Singleton, God. Remember Pastor Jackie McLemore. Remember Prophetess Theodora Glover, Prophetess Harrison, God. Remember Pastor Beatrice Martin, God. Prophet Michael Davis, God. Oh, remember Prophet Carlos Pearson today, God. Remember Pastor Miracle, Dr. Winston Singleton, God. Remember Bishop Corinthus Patterson, God. Remember Bishop Jesse Grant, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, remember Leslie Priest, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Prophetess Albertine, God. Sister Donna, Sister Cammie, Sister Kim Coleman. Prophetess Darlene Davis, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And don't forget Minister Liberal Democrat, God. Wherever he's at, God, in Europe, in the UK, God. Oh, touch him. Let him have a beautiful Thanksgiving, God. Oh, God, help him to call on you, God. Oh, God, give him a chance to give us a call, God. Oh, God, we just want to hear his voice, God. Like you did with Michael Davis, Prophet Davis, God. You allowed him to come on the line, and we heard his voice, God. Remember my sister Dawn, and remember Sharita and Perry and Andrew and Errol, God. Remember, oh, you don't know more, Sharita, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. My nieces, my nephews, my cousins. Remember Pastor R.C. Blakes, God. Ah, Pastor Samuel Blakes, Lisa Blakes, Stacy Blakes, Lois Blakes. Hallelujah. Remember the Blakes family. Remember New Home Ministries, God. Remember Pastor Gloria Smith, God. Remember this prophetic prayer retreat that's coming up, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember Dr. Chaz Bradford, God, and his family, his mother, God. Remember. Remember my cousin, oh, you know the most, Stephanie and Roy, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember Minister Aaron Singleton, Ronnie Singleton. In the name of Jesus. And remember Evangelist T and our family, God, our daughters, God. Remember our son, God, wherever he's at, God. Continue to touch him, God. Oh, lead and guide him into all truth and righteousness, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember Evangelist Patricia Joshua, God. Evangelist Carol, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember my niece, Glenisha, hallelujah, and her husband, Michael, as they get on the road, hallelujah, Elder Hider, God, and his wife, God, as they get on the road tomorrow morning, God, let them have a safe passage back to Stockton, California, God. Remember Prophet Michael Lewis, God, Brother Michael Lewis, God, in his transitioning, God, continue to touch him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember Mother Cannon, God, and all those that are in Lansing. Remember Mother Geneva Charity, God, Minister Peggy Jones, God. Ah, Pamela Casimir, God, remember them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember Elder Richard Jones, God, and Minister Charmaine Jones. Remember Minister Charmaine Carter, God. Remember Apostle Anthony Hill, God. Oh, God, all these people, these wonderful people that you have brought in our lives, God, for such a time as this, God. We asking for mercy for them. We asking you, Lord God, to be how you know the forever, hallelujah, forever gracious unto him, God. Remember my cousin Morty, God. Remember Angela, God, all my cousins here in New Orleans, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do a quick turnaround, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you today, God. We're thankful, God. We're thankful. We're counting our blessings today. We're counting our blessings today. We're counting our blessings today. Remember my niece, Nadia, God, and Jarvis, God. Carl, God, remember, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Dariel, Camiel, Rayel, God. Nino, God. Oh, Jesus, go with my grandson, God. Sheila and Coven Wise at school, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you today, God. We give you glory. I'm going to turn it over to the evangelist to you. No, Messiah. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name. Evangelist, whatever the Lord put on your heart, just speak it. Hey, you don't know the most, Jesus, God, I bless you, God. You don't know the most, yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Lord, we thank you, Lord.
I remember Minister Billy Burns, God. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We glorify your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless your name,
thank
Father.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank
God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give me the glory, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Holy love.
Oh, yes, God.
Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done.
Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Oh, yes, God.
With Jesus is the best thing I've ever done.
My God.
In his arms,
thank
his arms are beautiful. Protected.
Oh, glory.
If there's all the melodies connected in his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be.
No place I'd rather be. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All in love with Jesus, for love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus. the Omega. This is the Nisi. He's the best thing I've ever done.
My God, my God, my God.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Go away.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Evangelist Lord, I give honor to God, to the Spirit of the Living God. I give honor to you, and the pastor, the evangelist, as my godmother. I thank God that you did have the line over today. Because today, I sit here in my car, and I tell you, people don't understand when you have parents that have been beautiful people, and they go on to be with glory, and you expect your family to stick together. But when the glue is gone, it's gone. But I thank the Lord that you opened the line today, so I can release every last one of these tears and say, I thank the Lord for just being alive and breathing today, for keeping me in my pain. I thank the Lord because he's been worthy and he's gracious. And we'd be so caught up in doing this all this big old pagan thing, honoring Thanksgiving and all that, but as we spoke about on the past few weeks, God wants another thank you. And not just today. He wants it every day, all day. So I just honor God today for your obedience. I don't know if he allowed you to open the line just for me because I needed it today. I see, you know what, if nothing else, I can hear my godmother say something about the Lord today because I need that encouragement. And just like on yesterday, when Prophet Dave came on and said all the things that he said, and all it made me do is examine myself. And I used to remember my pastor, in fact, he used to say, a man has to examine himself. He said, without holiness, you will not see the Lord. So I just thank God for your obedience, for this line being open.
Yes,
it has stripped me in the weakest, darkest hours of my life. And I can say that I am still here because it is by the grace of the Almighty God and the strength I get on this line and from this ministry. And I honor God today, and I honor you for your faithfulness. I love you, and no matter what, I'm not sitting down having dinner with my family or nothing like that because they're not doing it, and they ain't done it in a while. But I honor God today for his teaching, that I have a mind to serve him, that I'm not caught up in the hoopla
of
Thanksgiving.
Go on that door,
yeah.
Y'all is
real.
Girl, you so phony, you.
I know that the Lord is real, and it's more than having this one day to honor him. Thank you. I just honor God for you opening up the line today, because I tell you. Ain't
Lord,
nothing like, you know, I'm used to packing up, going home for the holidays, driving an hour away to see my parents. But I can drive over to that house now. Don't nobody
It's
not even a same house. So I tell anybody today, enjoy your families. Enjoy your mother and father. Honor them. Respect and love one another. Because tomorrow is just not promised. And I honor God today for his keeping power. God bless you. I love you. I love us. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Evangelist T, and that's why I'm careful to not shut down. That's why I'm careful not to shut down. Hallelujah. We don't know what others have need of. Amen.
Amen.
And just
Amen.
To be able to open up this line. And yes, yeah, you could have released those tears right there in your home, right
yes.
there where you're at. You could have done that. But the
yes.
Bible says, fail not to assemble. You know, when you have people, hallelujah, that's right there with you, they can feel
mm-hmm.
for you. They can
yes,
pray
Lord.
For you. Sometimes you're right among people. And they may try to pray for you, but you may not even feel it. Ah, glory to God. But God had this line open. And like you said,
yes,
if it
yes.
was just for me today, I needed
yes.
to release.
Ah,
glory
Lord.
To God. And you
Lord.
Be encouraged. I was there
yes.
for your mother's
mm-hmm.
homegoing celebration. And I'm sure those people, family, the memberships of her church and
yes.
your nieces and your brother, your siblings, they all got up and spoke
mm-hmm.
about love, the love your parents had,
yes.
the love your mother had. Neighbors came from other states.
Mm-hmm.
I was there, evangelist,
mm-hmm.
came from other states. Where they grew up in the block where your mother raised you all and came to pay tribute
yes.
to your mother. Ah,
mm-hmm.
glory to God.
Yes.
So,
yes.
people,
my God.
That's a blessing.
You.
That's what you call homegoing celebration. So she
yes.
just sleeping in the Lord. She didn't leave out here as a renegade. Ah, she didn't
yeah.
leave out here as a thief, a murderer, a cutthroat. She didn't leave with no deadly disease. Ah, God, she left peacefully. Woo,
yes,
and Lord. That's a great honor to be able to transition out this life peacefully. Ah,
yes,
and your family can say
Amen.
Something
Amen.
Gracious about you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So you be encouraged. I can imagine what you're going through. I can
mm-hmm.
imagine my mother's still here in the land of the living. But
yes.
I had to bury a daughter 15 years ago.
Yes.
My only daughter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
Amen.
As I'm able to be here in the land of the living and witness her children, see,
yes.
I raised her children, then I
oh,
was able
God.
To see our children's children. Amen. So I thank God that he allowed me to witness
yes.
that. Yes, I have my moments. Prophetess Albertine,
yes.
when I'm thinking about my baby.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But as I transition back home, the Lord has given me a peace because I did
yes.
what was required of me. I raised all those kids. They're of age. The last one, he'll be 18 in four months
yes.
in March. So I did
Amen.
What was required of me. Amen.
Yes.
Sometimes
Lord,
we go through our day without even thanking God. We
My
complain
God.
And murmur and complain about the things that we don't have, but we won't
mm.
even appreciate God for the things that's before us. Amen.
My God.
Think about those that's out there today. Some of them in
yes.
areas where it's 20 degrees, 10 degrees,
yes.
and they don't even have a roof over their head. Somebody's
yes,
not sitting down at a dinner table with the table spread with turkey and gumbo and dressing. Somebody don't have that. Just this morning, I had to go and pick up my niece and her husband because they're staying in the hotel downtown and the parking's so expensive, so we just drop them off and pick them up. They're leaving tomorrow, so be praying for them. And we've seen two men right there with their signs and they're veterans. I'm homeless, you know, help, whatever you can help. So, you know, we take life for granted. We think just because I'm Adrian that I'm just supposed to have it good like that. That could be me. That could be you. So we need to appreciate. We need to appreciate what God has done for us. I just want to read this Psalm 27. And the Lord put this in my spirit, and I'm going to open up the line for Prophetess Albertine to just share a word with us also today. Amen.
Prophetess Bernard, praise God to all the people that's on the line today. I was just listening to what you were saying, and it made me think about, you know, all the mothers who have lost their children. I think about my mom. Before she passed away, she lost two of her boys to the prison system. And I promised that I would never have my boys. I would just do better, be a better mother, better environment. I thank God I have a child in college. They're playing sports. They're doing good in school. And it wasn't easy. It was really rough. So I do understand. I've never buried a child. But I do understand loss. I lost my brothers. They were like, you know, I lost my father. My mother was able to pray with me. But still in the loss, I just thank God for keeping me. I thank God for guiding me. I thank God for the things, the gifts that he has given me, the places that I've been. I mean, I've done Wigs for Share. I've traveled the world with Whitney Houston. I've done so many things. And I thank God I was able to do something that my mother and father wasn't able to do. Then I think about you know, my family. I think about the Browns. And I think about how could you possibly see your son laying in the street for 4.5 hours? No
my
ambulance,
God.
No fire truck, no nothing. Like he's a display, like some kind of display. And no medical assistance, no paramedics, no nothing. For 4 hours, 4.5 hours. Mm. It just makes me look at my boys, and it doesn't make me feel, it almost saddens me in a sense because of what they are going to have to go through, and it's unnecessary simply because they're black men, you know, simply because they're Hispanic, simply because they're different, simply because somebody's Asian, simply because somebody is Persian, simply because you're Middle Eastern. Because somebody don't like you because of your culture, or maybe you're a better basketball player, or maybe you're a better musician, or whatever. It's a shame. It's just sad that now in our society that black men walk around with bullseyes, you know, on their backs, like they're targets. Target of what? Target for what? Because they want to live and be successful and be educated and, you know, and live in society, but every single time they turn around, you're pulling something up from under them, and then here it goes. When they do get into crime violence, oh, that's all you know, because it's all that's left, in a sense. But I thank God. I just think that we have people like Evangelist Bernard. We have elders. We have people that you can go to. You can get a word of God. You can get fed. You can when you're right about to go off to that edge. My son, sometimes when the radio broadcast is open, the line is open. They're listening. When I'm at the shop, they're listening. When I'm in the car with people, they're listening. And although they don't say nothing, they still hear, because it's a rhema word. It's a powerful word. And what we have to teach our children and parents and stuff, and educate them, is that burning down your businesses and destroying what you worked hard for, that's what they want you to do.
Exactly.
That's what they want you to do. They want you to go. They'll do something to create a reaction out of you saying, so see, that's why. And that's not why.
That's so true.
So I'm thankful today that I'm taking my boys to my family house, and I'm thankful that my sons are not in prison. I'm thankful that they're not on drugs. Thankful that they're not living in the street. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that they know who God is. I'm thankful that they know how to get on their knees and pray. I'm grateful. And we may not have $1 million, and we may not be in some big old fancy home, but I have God and I have my family.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And my mother and father may not be here with me, but I have things that they have given me before they left.
Yes.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to just so having good friends, having I thank for Evangelist Bernard and the things that I've grown and learned on this line. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm just thankful. I woke up this morning. I'm thankful.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I had a good lesson, a word of God this morning. I had Bible study this morning. I'm thankful.
My God.
I'm thankful. So it's just we have to think about we may not have $1 million. We may not have fancy cars. We may not have, but we have family and we have God and we have stories. We have lessons that we can tell in history. We have those things. Share that. Share the prayer line.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So I'm thankful.
Glory to God.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and God bless everybody online. And I pray that God continue to keep you. I pray for you. I pray for your family. I pray for your wisdom, knowledge, and strength. I pray for you to continually be diligently in seeking God's favor and just know that God is there for you. He loves you. And even through these times, just keep thankful.
Hallelujah. Tell you. Thank God for you all. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Prophet Albertine. We just bless the Lord and just thank God. You know, sometimes I feel like, well, this is my life. When something becomes your life, it's not grievous. You know, you don't try to make excuses for not doing, not showing up. This is my life. This is a lifeline for me. I don't know about many of you all, but it's a lifeline for me. And the Lord told me to get on. I had to get on. It's just what I do, and it's who I am. And you know, we know this is Thanksgiving, and everybody's home with their family. And you know, we need to be thankful. You know, many times we go from one Thanksgiving to the next Thanksgiving, don't even hear from one another, don't even call and check on one another. Something happened between family members and we stop speaking, don't even come together. You know, it's time out for all of this foolishness. We need to learn how to prioritize and put those things that is important in their proper perspective. Amen, because tomorrow isn't promised to us. We can't hold on to bitterness. We can't hold on to envy and strife. We got to let go of these things and let God. Amen. I don't know how folks can go to the house of worship Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday or Thursday after Thursday, and we won't change. You know, somebody step on your shoe and you mad with them for a whole year. Don't make sense. But today, as the nation has set aside this day as a day of thanksgiving, we need to give God glory. I don't know why we think we wake ourselves up. I don't know why we think God gives us the ability to do things, and then we take him for granted. We take him for granted. So I want to just read this psalm, and this psalm, especially 116 in verse 12, it means so much to me because I'm always thinking about what can I render. So I just want to read this psalm, and I see Glory on, and I'm going to open up her line. So T been on with us today, and we're going to let you all go and continue the day with your family and your friends and your loved ones. Amen. But Psalm, I'm going to read this whole Psalm, Psalm 116. But that key verse is verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? This Psalm is start off saying, I love the Lord. Why? Because he had heard my voice and my supplications. Because he had inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me. How many know the sorrows of death compass us every day? Hallelujah. But God having us find that dead angel to take us out of here. And the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. Why do we have to wait until trouble and sorrow come to call upon the name of the Lord? The psalmist say, O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth. Listen, the Lord preserveth the simple. He preserved the simple things, but the psalmist said, I was brought low. God brought me down, and then he helped me. Amen. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. How many times God has delivered us from death? Mine eyes from tears. God has kept us from crying when we should have been stretched out day in and day out, because he spared our children. He spared our spouses. Hallelujah. They were in the jaws of death. Hallelujah. But the jaws of life allowed them to live. He said he kept mine eyes from tears and my feet from falling. That's the same. He said, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. He said, I was greatly afflicted, but I said in my haste, when I was afflicted. You know, when we're going through and trouble is on every side, we say all men are liars. Yeah, uh-huh. That's what the Bible attests. It attests to all men being liars. But guess what? God is not a man that he would lie. Ha! Then he said, what shall I render? What can we give the Lord that's accepting? What can we give the Lord that he's worthy of? What can we give the Lord? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. What can we give him? All he's asking for, people of God, is a sold-out life. All he's asking for is for us to commit our way to him. All he is asking for is for us to have no other gods before him. Serve him with gladness. Come into his courts with thanksgiving. Enter into his gate. Hallelujah. With what? Praise and thanksgiving. Not just this day. Every day that we live, we should be giving God thanks. I'm sure everybody on this line today can think of something that they don't have. But in the midst of thinking about something that you don't have, think about something that you do have. Do you have peace? Man, if I had $1 million, I would give it away for peace. Because you can't pay for this peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Prophetess Albertine, Pastor Gloria, Evangelist T, that's the greatest thing that you can desire other than salvation, is peace in God. What shall I render unto the Lord for all, A-A-A-L-L, all his benefits? I'm not in the hospital today. I'm not in prison today. I'm not sleeping under the bridge today. I'm not on drugs today. Hallelujah. I'm not in an insane asylum today. I'm not without clothes and food and shelter today. Hallelujah. I have all the activities of my limbs. Hallelujah, I have a sound mind. I'm able to think on God's goodness and what he's done for me. I'm able to reflect upon, I was in a pit one day, but God pulled me out. He gave me another opportunity to repent. He gave me another opportunity to put all of this foolishness aside. What shall I render unto you, Lord? What can I give you that would be pleasing? What can I give you that you would truly, truly accept my praise from my lips? Oh, glory to God. What can I give you today, God? What shall I render to you? The psalmist said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We don't have nobody to call upon but the Lord. If the Lord turn his back on us, if the Lord turn a deaf ear unto us, we would be men most miserable. It's because of him that we live, we move, and we have our being. It is God that gives us power to obtain. It is God that gives us power to love. It is God that gives us power to abstain. It is God that gives us power to not indulge in all of these deadly things that would take us away from Christ. He said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Hallelujah. It's precious when somebody die in him, when somebody have a homegoing celebration and God have allowed them to cross over. They're not dead, they're asleep. They're waiting for that great and wonderful morning. Hallelujah. They're waiting. Hallelujah, for the dead in Christ to rise first. He said, oh, Lord, truly, I am thy servant. Oh, we are servants. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. I am the daughter of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of the old Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. People of God, I put a post out today saying happy Thanksgiving. I said count your blessings. Count your blessings. We used to sing a song, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. You may not have everything that you desire, but God said, if your ways please me, I will give you the desires of your heart. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all of the things. What? Seeking God for things. Start seeking God for more of his spirit, more of his love, more of his wisdom, more of his understanding, more of his peace. The things, they're going to naturally come, but we have to line up. We have to line up. Our lives have to line up. This is a year. Evangelist T. Prophetess Albertine, Pastor Glory. This I want God to do something great before this year is out for his people, for the saints of God, for those that have made sacrifices, those that have suffered and struggled and gone through and have trusted God. I want God to give them confirmation and assurance that every promise that he made, glory to God, God is going to perform it. Amen. It may not be before this year is out of here, but we need to reconfirm. We need to recommit. We need to recharge. Hallelujah. We need to adopt a new mind and say, Lord, hallelujah, I can't see it today, but I'm going to trust you because you made a promise and you are the promise keeper. You can't lie, God. Even even though I can't see it today, I'm going to trust you that it's in the making. I'm going to trust you because you're the only one that I can look to. You're the only one that I can depend on. You're the only one that I can trust. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, Albertine, he said, the Lord will take you up. Now, if God said, I don't think there's no greater love than a mother and a father. They love their children. But God said, even when they forsake you, just in case, by happenstance, they forsake you and they turn their back on, the Lord said, I'll pick you up. I'll take you up. And I'll be your mother. I'll be your father. I will nourish you. I will feed you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, tomorrow we're going up a little higher. The Lord has given us a word. Prophet Michael Davis expounded so beautifully on that word on yesterday. Oh, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is still talking. Amen. So don't miss tomorrow. Yeah, no, Messiah. Don't miss tomorrow, people of God. We have so much to be thankful for. God warns us. And even in the warning, God don't kill us because we don't agree and we don't embrace the warning immediately. God gives us an opportunity because you'll keep on hearing that warning playing in your mind. You'll keep on hearing the Lord saying it over and over. God ain't going to kill you because you don't adhere to it right then. But he's going to give you time. And God knows if you're going to adhere. He knows if you just not go, you won't obey, you just going to cast it aside. Oh, no, they're not talking to me. Yes, they're talking to you. Because his word is established out of the mouth of two or three. Every word is established. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the lines. We've been praying before you got online, Pastor Gloria, for the prayer retreat, the prophetic prayer retreat. We've been praying for the leaders. Amen. We've been praying for this country. We've been praying for the saints of God, for our children. Ah, glory to God. People of God, count your blessings. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. I'm thinking about Pastor Gloria. She'll give her own testimony. She shared with me last week. Bad accident. Hallelujah. Husband could have been killed. Oh, yeah. You don't think she got a reason to praise God? You don't think she ought? Oh, you don't know.
Thank you.
Open up the lines. Go ahead, Pastor Gloria.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, I apologize in advance for the noise. I tried to find the quietest place. I'm at a family member's home, but I had to get in. I had to get on the line. I give God praise. I thank him. Amen. For his keeping power. Glory to God. For him comes to mind. Jesus, keep us near the cross. There's a precious fountain out of the cross. Reach all the healing streams. From Calvary. In the cross be my glory. To my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. I give God praise for
God.
I give God praise for God. None of our emotions for being in the land of the living. But so many have left here, so many premature dead. So many have slipped away. So many are walking around in dead situations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many are living lives. Hallelujah. Think they're productive in the kingdom. My God. But they're in dead situations. Need to be delivered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My heart is heavy for the body of Christ. My heart is heavy for this nation. Yes, my heart is heavy for them that are packing titles in ministry. Glory to God. Being bishop, apostles, prophets, prophetess, glory to God, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, but yet they're in so much sin. Yet they're bringing the people, glory to God. They got people that God have assigned.
I need you to speak to more. Hallelujah.
Glory to God, that they allow the enemy to use them. Oh, bless his holy.
My God.
But we got to stay in prayer for this body. We got to stay in prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I know. Glory to God. It's not to lead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Real ministry is not being money hungry, but it's being so hungry. Glory to God. Jesus. Oh, my God. When I think about leadership, Pastor, when I think about it, glory to God. And you come so high. When you want to be in a relationship with your members, that molestation, glory to God, that's like me laying with my child. Glory to God, the Lord is not pleased. In order for the Lord to bring us to the next level, we got to, he's requiring some things of us. Glory to God. That's his name. The worst mistake one can make is to keep repeating the same mistake. Glory to God. I'm a little stay on the wall like God been using you to do. This line is needed. This line is needed, Pastor. Glory to God, because people need faith even. Glory to God, where this realness, where this true holiness is at, hallelujah. They ain't got the question whether or not they're going to get what God really has, but then when they come on this
my
side,
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, God.
Your faith, you wear your hands and your feet can't carry you. Glory to God. God, I want to bring us to new levels and new places. Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Some folks
are
so quick to celebrate out of the motion of sin. But the power of the Holy Ghost is getting ready to arrest. The power of the Holy Ghost is getting ready to destroy the enemy's attacks. Our prayers are not in vain. We've been binding in the captivity. Amen. We've been setting the captive free. We've been calling in the backslider, cast out, praying is not in vain. This train is bound to glory.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Jesus. We on the train that's bound to glory. Thank you, Jesus. I've got so much to be thankful for. Amen. Yes, thinking about that. Just the last. The enemy tried to slip in and sip my husband during an automobile accident. But God, the God we serve, we don't know when we laying prayers up in his name. We don't know why God run like we run. Hallelujah. We don't know why God put things in place to keep us constantly putting the word in us.
Oh, yes, God.
Before your glory,
God.
Thank you, Jesus. I bless God for you all. I thank God for this lifeline. I thank God for
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Glory to God. The Lord is pleased with your labor of love, woman of God. Many lives are being touched. Many might not never come back and tell you, but they're being touched. Their lives are challenged to live holy. Their lives are glory to God. Out of sin, the Lord is pleased with your destiny. That's empowering them for the empowering them for destiny. The Lord is pleased, and I thank God, hallelujah, glory to God, that you are in place. I'm so glad, but God allow me to cross paths with you. You will never understand, glory to God, what I feel.
Jesus, thank you, God.
Amen, to be connected to real folks, them that are not perpetrated. That's my prayer.
Yes,
and I the realness is up on your life and truly walking in holiness. Hallelujah. My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for allowing me to share it again. I apologize for the noise in the background.
That's all right, woman of God. Hallelujah. We want you to get that information out. I tell you, I want you all to be praying for this prophetic prayer retreat. And I know the woman of God has been under attack. Amen. But God is going to do something in that prayer retreat. Ah, you don't know about Shia. God is going to do something. Hallelujah. You don't know about Shia. As she said, God is weeding things out. He said, let the wheat grow with the tare. But one thing I know, Pastor Gloria, God will never destroy the righteous with the wicked. God, you know, the Messiah, God is not going to let you, hallelujah, be destroyed because of some wickedness, because of somebody cruel and mean and ugly. And that's why the Lord gave us that topic, all ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can't abuse our children. Hallelujah. Sheep is not supposed to sleep with shepherds. Shepherds are not supposed to sleep with sheep. Oh, Lord of God. See, they're not, they won't preach this in the churches today. Hey, yo, no, Mosiah. We get up with the word from the Lord, and then after we get up and say, well, it ain't a word from the Lord, it's the word from the Bible, but we're not living it, Pastor. And I heard what you say. There's a clarion call. Oh, God said, sound the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Hallelujah. He said, I'm mad. He said, woe to those pastors that are scattering my sheep. That's why you see folks jumping from church to church. There already ain't no stability. Hey, you know, no more. There's no soundness. Hallelujah. The Bible declared that they feed themselves. They feed themselves. Hallelujah. And the flock is going hungry. The flock, you know, no Messiah is wandering without a shepherd. God is reeling us back in. God gonna do some things that before this year is out, we gonna see some things. When the new year come in here, Pastor Gloria Smith, God, if I be a woman of God, God said he gonna do some things. It's gonna be drastic, baby. It's gonna be drastic, and you gonna know it is the Lord. Yesterday, Pastor Gloria, you weren't on the line, Evangelist T and Prophet Albertine was on the line, and the man of God began to preach that word, all ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. And I mean, Michael Davis, Prophet Davis, taught that thing on yesterday. I seen about 13 or 15 demons. They all came in the chat room at the same time, and about four or five of them got on the line, tried to deceive me to open up the line for them. But I shut them down. Yeah, y'all don't know more. So I tell you, you know it's a word from God, because demons got to show up. Hallelujah. Anytime you declare and decree in God's word, expect those demons to show up. But guess what? You got authority over them. You got power over them. And when I checked the stats this morning, hallelujah, I didn't record but about 16 callers on the line, but there was 38. 38 was in the chat room. 38 people was listening in the chat room, and only about two or three of them was legit. The rest of them was demons. Uh-huh. There was demons, and one of them began to chat in the chat room talking about, I'm a nigga too. I eat fried chicken every day. I knew the Lord told me they're the demons. There are the demons, and they all showed up at the same time. I'm telling you this word. People are, oh, God, we better be careful. We better be careful. And if we're not doing what God has instructed us to do, I beg of you today to repent and get it right. Repent, because God, you don't want God to visit your house. When he makes a visit, you want it to be a visit for pleasantness. You don't want to have God to visit your house and he's angry. Oh, don't fall into the hands of an angry God. Oh, Jesus. So I want Pastor Glory to give them announcements. Amen. And we praying, woman of God, don't you worry. God is going to bless you. Won't be in the rain. You know, Messiah, everything that you have need of for this conference, God is going to provide. And those that are coming, Messiah, that's what God, those are the ones that God wants there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't be, don't be discouraged. You be encouraged. God gave you this to do. And anytime God gives you something to do, it's always a success, because God will never be embarrassed. Never. God will never be embarrassed. He said, I'll destroy earth and heaven before I be embarrassed, before I be be made a liar, before I be made to look like a cutthroat, God won't. No. God gonna uphold his status. He gonna uphold his name. He gonna uphold his word, and he certainly gonna uphold his promise. He ain't one to renege on his promise. Hallelujah. So we're praying for this conference. And those of you, I tell you, even if you're not in this area, sow a seed. Sow a seed. Amen. And bless somebody else. All right, nephew. All right, you too. Bless somebody else to come. You don't know no Messiah. To be able to come, it's a blessing. It can stand in your stead. Stand in your stead for your family. Stand in your stead, hallelujah, for your members. Stand in your stead for your friends and your neighbors. Hallelujah. Make a sacrifice. No seed is too small. Amen. And sow it where somebody will be able to come and participate in this shut-in. This is a two-day shut-in, a prayer retreat. Amen. We saying, Lord, we're coming in here, and our focus is on you. Not on the world, not on our cell phone, not on the social media. We come in to spend some time with you. We come in to get some direction from you, God, because we don't want to limp into a new year. We want to go into that new year whole, with a sound mind, with all of our limbs, amen, where we can work more effectively next year for the glory of God. Amen. Give them that information, Pastor Gloria. And those of you, Pastor Gloria has a prayer line that's on Monday through Thursday. Ain't nobody on there talking no foolishness. They're on there praying. Amen. Yes, they're on there praying, Albertine. You're going to hear no you say, I say, he say, she say. Oh, no, baby. You ain't going to hear nothing but prayers going up on that prayer line. So go on her Facebook page or Twitter, Instagram page, and you'll see that number Monday through Thursday. That time is really 7 o'clock on Pacific Coast time, and it's 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern. So those of you that's in California, Evangelist T and whatever, try to get on that line at 7 o'clock. If you need prayer, amen, you'll be on the right line. Amen. Pastor Gloria, and I'm going to let her
thank you,
with a word of prayer.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. That prayer line has been established. Amen. Gone on 11 years. This is not no fly-by-night that just started, because you got a lot of them. They're just starting, not consulting God and trying to get clear directions from the Lord, but they just doing things because others are doing it. God gave birth to this prayer. This lifeline is, we call it the lifeline, because God is extending life to the people of God as they close on that line. Amen. And we bring them up before the Lord in prayer. So I thought I need to say that, because our ministry got to produce our character of God and our integrity. Amen. So this prayer line is just something that just happened.
This is one that's been, we're going on 11 years strong. Amen. We started out Monday through Friday, just this latter part of this year. We went 4 days, but God really, really, really uses that line, the praise reports, the testimonies come forward. Lives are being restored on that line, glory to God. If you want to be in an atmosphere that's charged and conducive to receive breakthroughs, that's the place to be, amen. It's not no talking on there. It's simply praying, taking up the people of God. And this prophetic prayer retreat that the Lord has given us, amen, charged to do, glory to God, we answer the call. And I believe in God that those that God ordained to be there. I have 4 people, 2 elderly couples that want to be from Georgia. And I'm praying for God to open the door that I can get them down to be there. They want to be in the presence of God. And they've been following my ministry, been on my prayer line for the last 6 years. And they want to be there, just don't have the finances. And I'm praying that God would touch some hearts, that I can get them there, glory to God. And those that cannot come, pray about planting a seed. This is fertile and good ground where harvest is produced when you plant into good ground. The prayer retreat cost is $140. That takes care of their meals at the resort, 3 meals and their day, glory to God, and we're closing out on that Sunday morning at SDOP Church in New Orleans.
Hallelujah.
On that Sunday morning, and we expect and we want to get in the presence of God. This is consecration time. Not only
thank
prayer,
you,
but to be consecrated, to steal away from the cares of this world, from the chaotic things, the commotion, and get into the presence of God. And that is my desire, glory to God, that we can just get and lay in his presence. People are no longer, Pastor, talking about fasting. People are no longer talking about prostrating before the Lord. They gotten away from that, but we need to get back to the basics. We need to get back to the landmark, glory to God. Those things that brought us to salvation, brought us in our deliverance. Lord, that's what's going to keep us. Hallelujah. So it's my prayer, those that are able to plant, consider planning to help me get these, those that really want to be there, amen, that want to come, that God can use them and come, that they, I can impart into them, not for show, a shape or fashion, but
that's
truly to fall on God. That's what we want. That's my prayer. Glory to God. And Pastor, I thank you for allowing me to even share about prayer line and about the prophetic prayer retreat. See, that God is the prophetic. It's so neat in this ministry, in this world that we're living in now, in the body of Christ, because the prophetic brings warning. It's not always a new car. It's not always a new home is coming, but the prophetic reveals, glory to God, things that you can change in your life. Glory to God. And the prophetic challenges us. Apostolic anointing challenges us to live holy. Glory to God. That's what God is doing in these latter days, and I'm a part of it. Because I realize that it's not the work of man, it's the work of God. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Looking to go higher, higher, higher. You know, when I came in this thing, it was nothing for us to go on 2 and 3 day shut-ins. You know, you don't hear nothing about people shutting in anymore, Pastor. Shut-in, that was.
No, you don't. No,
some
you
folks
don't.
Have never even heard of somebody, of the saints coming together and shutting in the church. We did it. We did it. We did it in Los Angeles, I tell you. And I mean it. Ooh, Lord, the glory of the Lord. You talking about seeing and feeling the glory of the Lord and being right there in his presence. You push that plate back and consecrate yourself. Amen. And you go into the office and you counsel. If you think you've done anything and you counsel with the man of God. Ooh, glory. In those days, we would all take the Lord's Supper, Pastor, and that was before this AIDS epidemic. And, you know, we would drink our one cistern. Amen. Didn't do no individual cups. Glory to God. But, you know, when the plagues come up on the land, then we have to start thinking of different ways of preserving ourselves. Amen. So, you know, we're just living in a different day. It's time to go back to the altar. It's time, I don't know, no more, Messiah, to make some sacrifices. It's time to isolate ourselves. Go into your secret closet. Ooh, it's getting so bad now. People are almost afraid to go to work, afraid to even go to church. There's violence in the church. Hallelujah, no, no more see. Hallelujah. So we just thank the Lord for that. Amen. We're going to, I see Dr. Chaz on the line. Did you have anything you'd like to say, Dr. Chaz? God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today.
God bless you, sister. This is, as you all know, this is my prayer, the power of our, that's what our Lord flyer that she made. It is on Fridays and Saturdays, and sometimes I do Monday from 7 to 7:30. So God is just working from the inside and on the outside. God is just working.
All right, you got a lot of noise going on, Chaz. We're going to have to get you tomorrow. You got a lot of background noises. I know you're at home.
So we're going to bless the Lord, for he is good. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. We'll get him on tomorrow, Brother Chaz, where he can give us his announcements. Amen. He has prayer line he's doing for about 30 minutes. He started off doing it on Friday and Saturday, so I think he's doing it through the week, but we'll get more information about that later. We'll ask Pastor Gloria to just dismiss us with the word of prayer, and God bless you all. Have a beautiful day, a peaceful day, and a thankful day. Amen. Share the love of Jesus with someone if you're traveling on today. God bless you. Pastor Gloria.
Amen.
Bless you, Prophetess Albertine, Evangelist G. Thank you all for tuning in, making the sacrifice, and just coming on the line to fellowship today.
God bless you, woman of God.
God
bless,
bless you.
Bless
we
you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus,
God, we bless
Jesus,
you. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be yet in the land of the living. Father,
yes,
thank you for what you're doing in and through our lives. Thank you for blessing us, God, in spite of, God. Thank you for food on our table, clothes on our back, a roof over our head, for our family as well. God, I give you praise. I give you glory, Father, for those that took time to come on the air today, God. Oh, God, you touch them where they are. You know their permanent need, Father. Oh, God, encourage hearts, Lord God. Minister to needs, Lord God. Touch bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I pray, I decree, I declare, Father, that everything that these your people need, we call forth the exceedingly, the abundantly of all that we can even ask for things according to that power that working within us. And God, we forever to give your name praise, to give your name glory. And it's in Jesus' name, Father. We blanket the prayer with the blood. Oh, God, don't forget about Mother Bernard. Father, we send the word of comfort. We send the word of strength. We send the word of healing. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, don't forget about daughter Danielle. We send the word, God. Oh, God, comfort her, Lord God. Let her know, God, that it's not as long as it has been. Let her know that her day is coming. Let her know that the doors are being opened. God, let her know that the shackles are being destroyed. In the name of Jesus, oh God, touch our sons, touch our daughters that are behind prison bars. Oh God, comfort them, Lord. Oh, those in the hospitals, God, those in the nursing homes. Oh God, wrap your arms around them, Father. In the name of Jesus, them that are laying on the bed of affliction, we pray, we send the word of healing right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory. Oh, God, and I thank you for it now. We commission the angels. They go forth and do that and wish we back. And it is so.
God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you all. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. We're going to call on all my family. God bless you. Thank you,
that the voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their. Give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me. Love me. All day. Serve me with your life. heart that will love him. Long for a child that will give him their all. Yet, oh, he wants it all.